are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be honest with you. When you're informed, if you turn off the area of your conscience that's concerned with the general welfare and the future of this planet and humanity on it, then the government and its different speeches that the different deceivers put out, like Obama last Friday, dealing with the NSA, are really incredible unintentional comedy. Comparing the NSA to your neighbor next door and how great they are, or comparing the National Security Agency to Paul Revere, that is really rich stuff. Because they were actually mad about the British getting into their privacy and reading their mail and searching houses without warrants. That was one of the big beefs of the Revolutionary War, and to arms, the Redcoats are coming. Mandrake, get over there and feed me that belt, boy, a.k.a. a la Dr. Strangelove. These are people that are the antithesis of our republic, that are demonizing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, openly bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and Army Manuals, openly bad-mouthing mainline Christians. In fact, guys, people won't believe it. Will you print me or pull up Fort Hood, Christians listed as terrorists in the training manuals, and also Founding Fathers demonized by Pentagon? I mean, I just want to show people Forbes and Reuters and AP. So you understand, the people running things hate Paul Revere. They hate individuals that are empowered with the spirit of liberty. That's why Friday we had that big report that I saw DrudgeReport.com retweeted. In fact, we pulled that out of the stack. I got here late today, only 30 minutes before broadcast, so I forgot a lot of stuff I wanted to get. I want to show people that article again about the big globalist think tank that advises the National Security Council, saying we need a giant terror attack or crisis in America to go after our enemy. And that is empowered individuals that don't like big government. And they admitted in the article that we're defeating them and that we are the resistance. Of course, I already knew that, but it's incredible to have Zbigniew Brzezinski, Hillary Clinton, and all these others openly saying this, and Cass Sunstein openly saying this at the White House, because I know it intellectually, but it's a whole other thing entirely to actually see them admitting it. And to know they're really that weak and pathetic. I mean, if they're worried about little old Alex Jones or WorldNet Daily, or the Drudge Report, which are big sites, giant sites. But still, these are the globalists with the nuclear weapons. These are the globalists with the biggest military in history. The truth is, they are so illegitimate and such frauds, they know they're inches away from being arrested. If we start talking about how they're scary tyrants, the only answer is arrest them, like Senator Ted Cruz has done 2 weeks ago, that has them spinning in their spiritual graves. They're still alive, but spiritually they're dead. They are freaking out right now over the fact that we might actually call it like it is. We might actually call it for what it is, 200-proof tyranny in our face in a big, fat, gigantic way. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to go dig into the stack from Friday's broadcast. I'm going to pull out that article that deals with the globalist calling for a massive staged event so that they can continue their New World Order. Headline, think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve the New World Order. And I think we need to, you know, dissect what's going on in the news. There's a lot of it here. We're going to break it all down. But also talk about the big issue. And that is that it's like a train wreck that's about to happen. Everything we've seen is only a buildup towards this. Global crises, financial meltdowns, you name it. And all the government control and crackdowns that come with it. So ahead of going over the edge, we've already gone over the edge, but it's kind of a gradual slide. But we're about to go over the big edge, the next big drop. We need to really maximize our visibility out there, liberty lovers everywhere, to discredit the establishment ahead of whatever move they're going to make, so that when they make their move, we catch them with their pants down. We've already caught them with their pants down, but we want to tie it in knots around their ankles and collectively give them an uppercut right to the chin and break off their teeth.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. We are broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday edition, the 19th day of January 2014. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Obviously, we're going to continue as we did on the Friday weekday show, 11 to 2, breaking down Obama's Friday NSA speech that is an even bigger whopper to the past lies that he has told on everything from the Second Amendment to open borders to energy to you can keep your doctor. It's a lie that you'll lose your doctor. It's a lie that your bills will go up under Obamacare. They will go down to the cost of a phone or cable bill. Well, maybe if it's the cable bill for an entire 100-room hotel, maybe that'll be your monthly cost. I mean, these are asinine lies. There are no death panels. Of course, there were death panels in the bill, and they now admit there are death panels in the law. But don't worry, he will decide what to implement outside of law. And Congress has said, okay, the Republican leadership, okay, you go ahead and decide what to do. And you go ahead and decide what to do on the NSA that you are promoting. And you go ahead and decide what to do on borders. And you go ahead and decide what to do on illegal aliens. And you go ahead and decide what to do on war. And just, you know what, you run everything. And then if Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Congressman Walter Jones or Congressman Amash or anybody else dares point out that this is called dictatorship, well, then you come out and attack them if Senator Cruz calls it frightening and dangerous. Obama is frightening and dangerous, acting dictatorial. Well, of course, it's frightening and dangerous. He went on to say terrifying. Yes, it's terrifying to any constitutional lawyer who isn't joining with Sauron, a.k.a. the one-eyed New World Order, all-seeing pyramid. I mean, it's really that simple. Because when you get into a situation like this, there's no checks and balances, and the special interests that are in control through the executive dictatorship, that presidents will come and go, but it will now be a dictatorial executive. Katie, bar the door, because those special interests will lay waste to everything, will rob everything, will destroy competition, will get rid of any regulation that actually controls them while writing regulation to shut down their competition. This is serious, historically, what's happening. 100% of the time, when countries start going this direction, if you do not reverse it, if the pure unitary executive comes in, you have absolute destruction of the standard of living and secret prisons, torture, mass breakdown of society. And I do not really want to see this happen. Now, if you look at the special interests that have really hijacked this country since 1913, by the 60s, they'd really corrupted the CIA, NSA, and other agencies. They had big problems before, but they were a lot more moral. I've studied the history in depth. But by the 60s, especially, mid-60s, they stopped funding truly democratic, free, altruistic, uplifting governments worldwide, overthrow of dictators. And the Special Forces credo was free the oppressed, defend the oppressed, translated from Latin, to really putting in dictators and autocratic regimes wherever they could and overthrowing democratic regimes that were pro-America. In fact, I say it started in the 60s. In 1953, the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt, Kermit Roosevelt, he wrote a best-selling book in 99 before he died on it. They got real angry at him, almost arrested him, but then 4 years ago declassified that the book was 100% accurate, that in Operation Ajax, they staged terror attacks all over what is Iran today and hired radical Muslim groups to blow stuff up. And then blamed it on the president, even though he was secular, claiming he was behind it, and then had a counter coup against the Muslim extremist that they tried to put in power and use that to throw Mossadegh out. So it was like a triple false flag stage deal. And that's declassified. And that was a poet trained in the West, pro-America, pro-women going to college, pro-basically arresting radical Muslims that were trying to overthrow the country. And so they just came in and told the radical Muslims, we're going to put you in charge, and had them blow everything up, and then claimed Mossadegh was with them in a double cross, and then overthrew the country. So what I'm trying to say here is the people running this nation today, since the mid-60s, do not want to put good people in charge. In fact, our own CIA, this is declassified more than 20 years ago, funded Fidel Castro in the late 50s and put him in as the rebel leader to bring in a socialist system where the rich could still live there but redistribute some of the wealth and get rid of Batista. He double-crossed them and decided to go with the Soviets in pure communism, so the rest is history. So, as Carol Quigley wrote in the mid-60s in Tragedy and Hope as the head of political science at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor at the time, they fund communist, socialist, fascist, flat-out dictators, autocrats. They don't care. They want dictatorial command and control governments that make the public poor on purpose to make you pliable and controllable and dependent for social engineering. They want dumbing down the schooling. They want lowering of IQs chemically. This is all the official policy of the White House science czar in his book, Ecoscience. It's free online. Go read it. It's 1,100 pages. Go read it. You can skip ahead in them adding things to the water to sterilize you and dumb you down, which they do. So your IQ's lower and you're dumbed down. Even if you're upset about this, you're so conditioned chemically, you can't get upset a lot of you. I understand. Plus football's on. I mean, it's a lot more fun. I mean, who wants to hear some guy on the air, you know, who gives you actual facts and things? It's scary. So just deny it. So Obama came out Friday, and I did a video analyzing it that's up on Infowars.com that has the headline, Obama is scared he'll be arrested. And that's why he is, let me give you the exact headline here, I'm going from memory. Obama fears arrest and is running scared from NSA scandal. And it's from the Nightly News, an analysis I did for Friday night's Nightly News. I think I'm going to air that at the start of the next segment. And then throughout the week, this week on the weekday show and today, I'm going to play the clip where he said, Paul Revere would be proud of the NSA. That's like saying that a rabbi would be proud of Hitler. And then he went on, or let me think of something. Superman would be proud of Lex Luthor, or whatever his name is. I mean, it's just absolutely a fraud. One of the main reasons we had the Revolutionary War was because the British were coming in houses without warrants and searching. They were interdicting mail and private mail deliveries and reading it without warrants that violated Magna Carta and a bunch of other British laws. And these were Englishmen who had British, you know, British rights. They'd already had a bunch of wars in England over what our Bill of Rights became here. That's why the majority of the British were for the colonies. And they had a vote to not have war until the King of England went and ordered them. In Parliament, King George III, to launch the attack. So it wasn't like all the British were for attacking the colonies as well. They were concerned about people that were Englishmen in the 13 colonies, predominantly English and Dutch and German, being completely and totally overrun. They'd had wars in the Netherlands over basic liberty. They'd had wars in Germany over basic liberty. This was the age of enlightenment. This was the age of the golden age of the Renaissance that had been going on for 300 years at that time. It started in 1500, roughly. 1550, you can really mark it. But the point is, 300 years after that, you've got this search for liberty going on. You have in 1600 the colonies being founded, roughly, and people are upset. And so they were diametrically angry about attempts to take their guns, attempts to brainwash their kids in government-run schools, attempts to have state-run religion. They were angry about attempts to enslave them and surveil them. I mean, that's why we have a Fourth Amendment and other amendments about search and seizure. And so Obama says, raping your Bill of Rights is what Paul Revere would do. This is like saying vampires are friends of Van Helsing. You know, Van Helsing is Paul Revere, Obama's a vampire, and he's saying Van Helsing endorses Count Dracula. I mean, it's just polar opposite, 180-degree lie, total fraud. Unbelievable.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to break down some of the biggest, most flagrant, really cartoon-level, hilarious lies of the liar-in-chief, Satan. I mean, father of lies. I mean, the guy that makes Bill Clinton look honest. I mean, Barack Obama. I'm going to go over some of those now and then get into my special report for the nightly news in the next segment. Then I'm going to cover all the other news I haven't gotten to yet and then give the phone number out for folks specifically on the surveillance society that they've been caught lying to us at every level on. And the system is just desperately hoping you don't find out and don't remember just how deceptive they've been. And they really hope you don't find out what the NSA has really been used for. And the fact that every other major Western government is involved as well. And that the Russians have their own system. It's used to corner the market financially. It's used to control stock markets. It's used to give intel to select corporations that are part of the inside track to be able to shut down all their competition. It is an economic takeover tool. It is not used to fight terrorism. The West goes to bed every night. The leadership of the West praying for terror attacks as political diversions to make you think of how you need them so they can roll out an authoritarian state. And that's why the West finances terrorist groups, protects terrorist groups, and allows terrorist groups to attack, or in some cases fully stages the attacks themselves as false flag setups. Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, Operation Ajax with staged bombings for Iran, Operation Northwoods. I mean, the list goes on and on with declassified examples of staged terror. And here's the article from Friday. Think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve new world order. Author of Shock and Awe Doctrine says elite threatened by non-state actors like Edward Snowden. And I'm not going to replay you Brzezinski saying this like we did Friday, or Hillary Clinton saying we're losing the info war against alternative, empowered libertarian media, or the Pentagon saying that 3 months ago. I played all that Friday. I just want to point you to this article because writing for the Atlantic Council, a prominent, it's more than prominent, it is a paramount think tank based in Washington, D.C., Harlan K. Ullman warns that an extraordinary crisis, quote, is needed to preserve the, quote, new world order, which is under threat from being derailed by non-state actors like Edward Snowden and other empowered individuals that have discredited global governance and the state. You got to go read these quotes. You got to go read his paper. This is the guy that advises the Security Council, which runs the government. You know, you think of the president, he's a puppet, but his office has become dictatorial. It is the National Security Council that runs COG, Continuity of Government. And during any type of civil emergency or staged event, nuclear war, asteroid, you name it, real or manufactured, these guys take over. Congress for 6 months to a year has no power. Totally unconstitutional. And Bush signed an executive order and a PDD a year before he left office that Obama continued, saying that for a civil emergency, financial emergency, or you can look this up. In fact, I'll remember during the next break the PDD number and pull it up. But guys, type in Bush signs executive order suspending Congress during emergency, and then it'll pop up. I forget the PDD number and the executive order number. I mean, I'm not perfect. The point is Obama, the first thing he did when he got into office was reauthorize that. I mean, that day in 2009 in January. Was it January 22nd or whatever? He was sworn in. Boom. Boom. First action. Next action. Make all of his records from college and everything else totally secret, national security secrets. And Congress isn't even allowed to see what's in that PDD. In fact, I've had Congress people on the National Security Committee over the years about that executive order under Bush and Obama, saying they've asked to see it and been told, you're not allowed to see it. This is the legitimate government of the Congress, as powerful or more on paper in the Constitution than the president. The last 100 years, they've taught co-equal. Before that, it was Congress was the most powerful because it controls the power of the purse. And it was the most diversified with its own separation of power, so you don't get a dictator. You have three branches of government, and then you have nine justices, and you have 500-plus members of the Congress. They're always adding more as population goes up, the House and Senate, 100 senators and apportioned by population the House. That's more division so that you can't get a centralized clique that ends up becoming dictatorial, but it can still happen. And now Congress has basically ceded all of this incredible power over to the presidency and then didn't do anything. A few people criticized it. Ron Paul criticized it. A few other congressmen we had on criticized it at the time, but that was it. And then now you fast forward 7 years, because this happened a year before Obama, the Obamanation, got in. And Obama, conservatively, according to most constitutional lawyers I talk to, and I agree with their analysis, is about 10 times worse than Bush when it comes to power grabbing. And Bush was the worst ever, and they used 9/11 to do that. And I was no fan of Bush, as people know. Now it's light-yeared ahead, 10 times worse, conservatively. And how does the Republican leadership respond? This has been covered in the press, finally. Obama said last week, I'll act on my own to make breakthroughs this year on energy, on borders, on illegals, on guns, on military operations, on Obamacare, on everything. And Congress says, oh, yeah. And by the way, you just decide to do what you want with the NSA. So Obama comes out with rhetoric and criticizes it. But then meanwhile is massively increasing the funding and expanding all of it. And they make it about, well, it's who has the data. And we promised to reform it where we grab everything you do illegally. And we lied and said we weren't doing that. But now that we've been caught doing it, we promised to be nice with it. And then they play these lawyer games all day with it. Listen, you talk about discrimination, about religion or color or all these distractions they use in divide and conquer. The real discrimination is special interest with access to this type of data. The Fortune 1000 folks on record are in all that data. It's being bought. It's being sold. The big Microsofts and Googles and Yahoos and all of them act like they're not part of it. They've all been caught at fundamental levels, feeding and gathering the data back into the central hub. And the NSA and cybersecurity is really a global, not just national, clearinghouse for all of this data that you don't get access to. And then when you finally sell out to the system, you're given access to all the marketing data, all of it. Okay, that's how this really works. And I was told this before it all came out by very high-level people, and you notice it's all come out now. I don't know why so many high-level people in the 18 years I've been on air always give me the data. We're going to break in a moment, but I've got to start going to these clips. Let's take you out with Obama talking about how the NSA are like your neighbors next door. You go over and get a cup of sugar from them.
The NSA and other intelligence agencies are our neighbors. They're our friends and family. They've got electronic bank and medical records like everybody else. They have kids on Facebook and Instagram, and they know more than most of us the vulnerabilities to privacy that exist in a world where...
And by the way, Hitler was supposedly a nice guy. People say he had a German shepherd he loved named Blondie. He also gave it cyanide in the bunker, along with his wife. And down the hall, the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, gave it to his wife and kids. But hey, you know what? There are neighbors. I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer, neighbor, right next door. I mean, they're neighbors. I mean, it's okay. I mean, come on, trust us. Trust us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, Governor Cuomo of New York has come out and said that if you're pro-life or pro-gun, this is an actual quote, move out of New York State. This is how authoritarian the so-called progressives are. That's coming up. Obama tells Bloomberg that it's racial animus is the reason his approval rating's dropping. It was white folks that put him in office hoping for racial reconciliation. And, of course, Obama has used it for balkanization and race baiting and race hustling like Al Sharpton instead. And by the way, I was correct. It's PDD 51 that Bush signed and then an accompanying executive order that Obama signed when he got back into office. And under PDD 51, you can read the Army Times itself or see congressional debates about it. Congress is suspended. But the classified version of it, even Congress isn't allowed to see. Well, I mean, that's the president being a dictator right there. Congress is co-equal to the president. Now, Obama says, though, that Paul Revere spied on the British. Yes, a foreign enemy invading who had been illegally spying on them. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment. Obama represents the globalists that are literally occupying this country in an authoritarian takeover, a corporate anti-free market crony capitalist takeover using socialism to domesticate the public. Let's go to that clip from Friday.
One of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. And the group's members included Paul Revere. At night, they would patrol the streets, reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots.
Look, he has American flags behind him, like he's a good guy.
Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country
and our
freedoms.
Yeah, intelligence against real enemies, against foreign ships, against people landing. Here's what Senator Rand Paul had to say about it.
He mentioned Paul Revere, but Paul Revere was warning us of the British coming. He wasn't warning us that the Americans are coming. You know, the thing is that the lesson from the American Revolution that the president, I think, misunderstands is that we were upset about British soldiers writing their own general warrants, like national security letters, that
allowed... At the dawn of our republic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so there you go. He says at the dawn of our republic, he was basically doing all of this, keeping us safe. And Rand Paul responded. Now, shifting gears back into these articles, here's our article from August of last year. DOD training manual says extremist founding fathers, quote, would not be welcome in today's military, and actually badmouths George Washington. Then Fox News picked this up. CNN then picked it up. But CNN was like, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe the founders are bad. Up next, are the founders bad? So... this Obama-run military badmouths George Washington and gun ownership, and they trained to fight the Tea Party that best represents the founding ideas of this country, the real Tea Party, and the entire establishment's against him, and he has the nerve to say at the dawn of our republic, intelligence was used. Yes, against open enemies landing, not against what you're doing on Facebook or what you're talking to your mother about on the telephone. We're going to go out to break with part of my report that I filed Friday night on the fact that Obama's trying to mainline all this right now and make it look like it's mainstream because they've all committed billions of felonies. Every time they grab surveillance or grab your communications without warrants, it's a felony. And now they're trying to hide this in plain view. Here's the report.
Now, the reforms I'm proposing today should give the American people greater confidence that their rights are being protected, even as our intelligence and law enforcement agencies maintain the tools they need to keep us safe. The bottom line is that people around the world, regardless of their nationality, should know that the United States is not spying on ordinary people who don't threaten our national security.
President Obama came out today and said, relax, Paul Revere would love the NSA. The NSA spying on you and your family are like your neighbors. In your local community, they want to help you. Ladies and gentlemen, we knew 15 years ago exactly what the National Security Agency and 14 other illegal agencies were doing, grabbing all the digital data and putting it through major hubs to sift through the information, not to look for terrorists. They keep saying, oh, if we had the NSA in place, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. Sybil Edmonds has gone public and other whistleblowers who were there on the days before 9/11 tracking the CIA and others, protecting Al-Qaeda, protecting the hijackers. The FBI lived with some of them. They were just patsy cutouts like Lee Harvey Oswald and Tim McVeigh. But shifting out of that, Obama saying, we don't spy on citizens and we don't spy on foreign leaders. It's on record they spy on Merkel, the head of Germany, and others. It's on record that Congress is being spied on. It's on record that hundreds of major corporations that are part of this are feeding their data from Microsoft to Google to Apple into the NSA grids. Under Obamacare, your health care is filed through PRISM into the NSA. So this is all in the fine print. This is not a mystery. But the general public who was told for decades the government's not watching you because it's illegal, that's a conspiracy theory, even as whistleblowers like Wayne Madsen from the NSA went public in the mid-90s, they would deny that it was happening. So the big revelation is that they lied to us. They are surveilling us. They're using it to target the press, from AP to Fox News. They're using it to spy on the troops. Members of the NSA are using it on record to spy on their wives and girlfriends and husbands. This is insane. Of course this unconstitutional power is being abused. That's why it's always been illegal in any free society. And so why did Obama get up there and give this hour-long speech today? Because he's desperate. He doesn't want to go to jail. He's been part of expanding illegal NSA wiretapping and mass searches of internet data. Private data. They've been part of the Homeland Security rollout, putting up these police poles that have wireless hubs that grab all of your cell phone info illegally. They have been part of this takeover along with the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership in the Congress. The courts have been complicit to a great extent. And so now they need to mainline it and say, okay, we're spying on you, but I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make sure that it's done properly. This is the guy that betrayed us on Obamacare. This is the guy caught lying more than any other president before.
You like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
You like your current insurance, you keep that insurance. Period.
They are just conditioning us in a process to accept total surveillance. And they're telling us that total surveillance beyond 1984 is as American as apple pie. Just a year ago, Clapper.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
The NSA specifically targets the communications of everyone. It ingests them by default.
They are liars. They are lying to you like you're a foreign military enemy because America has been hijacked by a corporate offshore takeover that is putting spy hubs into everything from your refrigerator to your computer to your so-called smartphone. This is the nature of the new web that's being built. It's based on you being surveilled. It's based on you having no privacy. And they think you're stupid, and they're there telling you, we don't spy on you without warrants. Oh, we got caught. Well, we don't dragnet all the info. Oh, we got caught. We don't use it politically. Oh, we got caught. We don't use it to persecute people. Oops, we do. And now Obama's trying to reset, coming back going, listen, Paul Revere would love this. The NSA's like your good neighbor. This is to keep you safe. We want to stop a new 9/11. So they can stage another terror attack or allow terrorists to attack us, the same ones they're funding in Syria, and say, see, we told you so. You reined in the NSA and this happened. When they'll never even rein it in to begin with. Its main mission is getting key data to be able to leverage out their competition in the marketplace. It's so insiders can game our entire world system like a corrupt casino.
Folks, that's only part of the report. The rest of the report's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I also tweeted it out today on the Twitter at RealAlexJones if you want to follow us there and find that full report with actual documents while I'm talking. I show all the news articles to back up what I'm saying. Okay, a ton of news, your phone calls coming up. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Broadcasting worldwide, reaching tens of millions every week and growing exponentially. We sent Ja'Kari Jackson and other reporters, Don Salazar, and crew to the West Coast to check on Fukushima radiation, found the West Coast was at least three times normal background levels with our Geiger counters and field meters, something confirmed by health departments up and down the coast. But it was almost a non-issue for the media that made fun of us for even caring in major West Coast newspapers. But the good news is everywhere we'd set up, even on rural coastlines with 10 people walking by in an hour, they would have listeners everywhere walk up and say, Jakari Jackson. And folks, Jakari's been here a little over a year, and he does the nightly news. And people already all over the country, every time they stopped, at every restaurant, every hotel, every beach, our listeners were everywhere. Well, I want to hear from our listeners out there specifically today on the NSA. What do you think of Obama's speech? I mean, that's a big deal to have an American president come out there and tell more lies and say, we don't spy on the average person. Don't worry, we're keeping it in a safe place. Good people look at it. It's not about who's looking at it, you saying they're good neighbors, like Senator Paul said. It's about that it's illegal, you're doing it, and you lied about it. I remember Bush, like 8 years ago, I played the clips many times, saying we don't listen to anybody domestically without a warrant, only overseas. We all knew that was bull. There was NSA whistleblowers in the mid-90s, and there was whistleblowers in 2000. There was whistleblowers. I interviewed them. Wayne Madsen and so many others. We've interviewed a few weeks ago the top NSA whistleblower, who was the equivalent of a general at the NSA. And he just said it's all complete lies. But it's admitted lies. I mean, they said they weren't doing it. Now they say, oh, it's for your own good. More lies, ladies and gentlemen. They've been caught using it against Fox News. They've been caught using it against the Associated Press. They've been caught using it against the Drudge Report. There was a lawsuit by former congressman, 2 years ago? The former congressman from, what was it, Georgia? Bob Barr? Was it Virginia? I can't remember. It's been on the show a bunch. I want to get Bob Barr back on about that. They're 2 years. Yes, Virginia. They're 2 years. I can't believe my memory now. See where Bob Barr was a congressman from. I'm about to get really angry at myself for not being able to remember that. The point is we had Bob Barr on with Liberty Guard suing the TSA because they got documents that they were getting fed data on Drudge, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, because we were the ones driving the whole awakening to the TSA. That's a big deal. That's costing the country $40 to $60 billion a year in lost revenue, lost tourism. That's USA Today's own numbers from the federal government and from the trade commissions, from the Association of Hotels and others. $40-plus billion a year. We're fighting it. They admit they've never caught one terrorist with it. It's pure theater. It's training everybody how to be slaves. And Infowars.com led the fight against that. I'm not bragging. I'm showing how weak the establishment is. That Infowars.com put out the reports, the videos of them groping people's genitals, and then the TSA saying, we don't do that. And then Drudge took our articles, posted it, got attacked for posting it, and then they had to admit it was all true. There it is. Bob Barr files lawsuit against TSA over Drudge controversy. That was back in 2012. Former Congressman Bob Barr's Liberty Guard organization. And they declared national security a year later and would not release the rest of the leaked info on us. That's who the NSA is watching. They're watching Fox News, and I'm not saying Fox is perfect, but that ought to tell you something. They're watching the Associated Press, which isn't perfect. That ought to tell you something. They're watching all the major media, ladies and gentlemen. The Pentagon admits that. The Pentagon said 4 months ago they're going to go out and engage the media, the new media, any independent media. Yeah, he was from Georgia. I was right the first time. But see, I question my memory because it's not photographic anymore. It's like losing a family member. My brain used to be photographic after seeing something one time, unless it was mathematical. I'm not good at math. But it was word or visual, 100% recall. Now it's like 95%. I'm just, it's kind of ruining the show, isn't it? That I'm just not confident like I used to be, but I just need to check every bit of that information. The point is that it's so frustrating to know what they're doing, preparing the military for war with the Tea Party, preparing for national gun confiscation in the Army manuals, saying they're going to put us in re-education camps and using the term re-education camp. Type into a search engine. Army Manual Re-Education Camp. You'll get army.mil. The Army's response 2 years ago when we got that document sent to us by someone in the federal government, let's leave it at that, was to put it on their website a month later on army.mil. Like, okay, big deal. We declassified it by fiat. What is in the news today in Associated Press? The NSA is declassifying millions of pages of data ahead of Obama declassifying it to make him look like a reformer. They want to look like, oh, we have nothing to hide. Here's the civilian inmate labor camp program. Sure, we're getting ready to put gun owners in camps. Big deal. Sure, at military bases, we say any evangelical Christian or gun owner is a terrorist and the founding fathers are bad. I mean, look, we get the document. A week later, it's forced out in the news. First, they say, oh, Alex is crazy. All the White House run outfits and White House connected outfits, Huffington Post, all them come out. Oh, it's not real. That's a crazy man. Yeah, you know, I'm crazy. I'm crazy upset that I'm swimming in this data. I'm swimming in the facts. I'm swimming in reality. Here's the toll-free number to give me your take on the NSA and where all this is going. And if we don't get Obama and the NSA in trouble, and I know they're just puppets, but still, figuratively, as figureheads, we've got to get them in trouble and reverse stuff, not have Congress go, we'll show you on dictatorial spying. We'll just make the president a dictator and let him decide what to do with it. Because we're up to this to our eyeballs, so we'll just pass the buck, and we'll do that on everything else. I mean, that's happening. It's all happening. I wish it wasn't happening. I wish I wasn't right. Believe me, this isn't fun to be at the tip of the spear in this. I pinch myself every day. I think I'm dreaming. I can't believe this is all happening. It is. I know why you deny I'm right, because I deny I'm right. I don't want to believe this stuff. I don't want to think it's right. I don't want to think it's going on. That the big banks launder almost all the drug money and the drug war is only to shut down small cowboy competitors to keep the price high. Toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday number. It's the Sunday number, only for the Sunday show, because we produce everything in-house right here on Sundays. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And all I ask is you be to the point and have a good phone. 877-789-2539. And we're not doing first-time callers only today, but I don't want long-time callers. Nothing against you, but you're always there speed dialing. I want to give everybody a chance. And we get better callers when they're first-time. So let's try callers that hadn't called in 6 months today or first-time callers. Okay, and I know you'll follow the honor system. 877-789-2539. What I really want is drunk people watching the football game calling. No, actually, I don't want that. Get drunk after the show. I'm joking. Okay, folks. Or daring it, like I am. I'm joking again. The point is the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. And when we start the next hour, we will start going to your phone calls. Now, listen, I've got all this other news, but just look at these headlines I pulled up today. PDD 51 and executive orders give Obama dictatorial power to suspend Congress for 6 months, as well as the governors. Don't believe me? Go to Infowars.com, click through to the actual presidential decision directive. The three-page cover sheet says that. Congress asked for the 300-plus page classified version and was told they couldn't see it. That's a big deal. Here's another one. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. Boom. Here's another one. Think tank, extraordinary crisis needed to preserve new world order. That's from Friday. Now, that said, let me give you some of the other news. I've got economic, I've got so much here that's incredibly important, but the big one for me after I take calls that I want to drill down into is this baby out of Raw Story, which is a Democratic front group on record, not even a front group, they admit it, and who's very proud of this. They're very proud of this type of authoritarian talk. Governor Andrew Cuomo says gun-loving pro-lifers not welcome in New York, right explodes. He was in the Albany Times Union, they quoted him, they reportedly are going to post a recording of it. And he says they have no place in New York State. They have no place to stay in New York because that's not what New Yorkers are. So see, he'll decide, even if you disagree with pro-lifers or you disagree with gun owners, they're open and liberal, so they don't agree with you because that's not who New Yorkers are. He will dictate and say, you're not welcome here. I mean, this guy literally ought to move to North Korea. Kim Jong-un. I mean, look at him, the son of another gangster Cuomo. I mean, what a degenerate piece of trash. I saw his daddy with David Rockefeller at a Bilderberg group meeting that I videotaped from 300 yards away in the bushes. That's in my film, award-winning film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The DVDs and all of it are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, supporting InfoWarsStore.com helps fund this operation. It's got the best products from supplements to T-shirts that there is out there. We'll be back with the second hour, PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I should have mentioned that Larry Klayman, the guy that has sued the NSA and proven that they're surveilling him and harassing him, who's been demonized by the progressive cancer press, the so-called liberals that are flaming authoritarians, he's coming on, but we'll take your calls while he's on for the whole hour. I'm the one that said set him up Friday. I knew he was on the guest list. I just literally didn't even remember he was coming on, or I would have been plugging that he was coming up. But it's good to continue the whole NSA discussion, but also go over some articles with him as well. Just amazing work he's done at Judicial Watch over the years, and now heading up his own organization. Right now, let's go to Terry in Washington. Terry, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in on this Sunday.
Alex, good talking to you. Hey, did you watch the Jay Leno show last week when Mark Cuban was on there?
No, I didn't watch the owner of the Dallas Mavericks on Jay Leno, but I know I've talked to him behind the scenes a few times, and I know
Did he tell you about Cyberdust?
I don't know about Cyberdust. I'm just saying I know Mark Cuban behind the scenes is an anti-New World Order patriot, and I know the government came after him for it.
He put out an app called Cyberdust, and you can get it from online. And what it does, you can send a text, and seconds after you send it, it's gone. NSA cannot track it. It's called Cyberdust.
Well, I know they've got a lot of that type of technology that only exists once, but I'm telling you, they're going after the stuff that you try to hide. The answer is just realize any digital communications you shouldn't communicate on if it's important information. Not hidden information, but important company info. My dad got a tour of all things the sewer system in Paris one time because, believe it or not, it's one of the most important ones in the world and most complex. And they communicate with a pneumatic tube, like at the bank when the message comes to you that way. Because they know all digital communications are captured. And they've been trying to roll it out like, oh, a guy looked for pressure cookers in Florida, so he SWAT teamed him. They're trying to make it sound like it's for terrorism. But I wouldn't be surprised that Mark Cuban is trying to fight the NSA. He was going to put out a 9/11 film I was making. This came out later in the New York Times. And the government actually called him up and said, we're going to put you in prison and set you up for made-up stock fraud charges like Martha Stewart if you don't back off. And he said to myself and Charlie Sheen, of all people, and you can look this up, folks, this is in the news, because it came out years after. I wasn't allowed to talk about it, but I can now. Even when he said, I just can't do this. They've threatened me. They're going to set me up. They still tried to put him in jail even after he backed off. Does that give you an idea of how evil this government is?
My God.
Well, tell me about this this Cyberdust. It sounds interesting.
It's just an app you can get. You can, just go to your app thing on your iPhone or whatever you got and just look up Cyberdust.
Well, a lot of people say, why should I hide what I do? Look, it's illegal. It's your private info. Why do you close your blinds at night? I mean, you have privacy. These people are idiots. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put out a special thanks to you and especially your family.
Well, God bless you, brother. My family has gone through a lot. Sorry, go ahead.
And they need some recognition. I know what you go through, and I know what they're going through with you, and, I pray for you guys every day.
Well, thank you, sir. I need the prayers. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much.
I do have one more thing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch that Obama speech because I cannot stand to watch that guy.
Yeah, I caught parts of it before I went live because he was on the hour giving the speech before I went live Friday, 11 a.m. or 12 noon Eastern. And I couldn't watch it while I was in my office getting ready. And then I tried to watch it Friday night to get clips out of it. And it's just the whole thing's a giant fraud lie. And then we're supposed to play along with it like it's true. It's sickening. I had the same feelings. But I did watch most of it. I did. And you hit on something really important. Thanks for the call. You hit on something important, Terry. That's what I hate about this job, is having to watch and pay attention to these turds.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the song names that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Justin Bieber.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again.
You
want to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man we have on for the balance of the hour who's agreed to stay with us for the full hour and at the bottom of the hour start taking your phone calls is one of the leading experts on the National Security Agency, the North American Union, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's usurping our liberties, a giant Asia/North America deal, industry powers with access to TPP plans, lavish money on Congress, secretly lobbying when the actual treaty is still secret, though part of it released by WikiLeaks. Larry Klayman is the only person in the last year who has successfully gotten a federal judge to agree to hear their case, saying undoubtedly illegal Fourth Amendment violations are going on with the National Security Agency, and confirming that Larry Klayman and others have been harassed at his law firm. And again, it is alternative media, which is the real media. It is the Associated Press, Fox News, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com have all been targeted by the NSA, myself and Drudge via the TSA with access to the federal data. And they give security briefings on us. They demonize us all because we criticize them sticking their hands down people's pants, as Bob Barr's lawsuit showed against the TSA. And then they said, oh, we don't do that. Then we show them lying. And so they then open national security investigations on us. This is the type of stuff that's going on. And Larry Klayman, I mean, I cannot tell you, folks, and I don't usually kiss up to our, you know, a lot of our guests, but when they deserve it, I try to let you know who you're listening to. He founded Judicial Watch, then moved on to open up even more powerful organizations. He's a frequent contributor and advisor to WorldNet Daily Television and Radio and a weekly columnist. And Larry Klayman is demonized and attacked everywhere because he's so effective and such a patriot. And he just continues to, you know, he's the guy that helped expose Bill Clinton. He's and almost brought him down. He's the guy that exposed Bush on all the Constitution's destroying stuff. And now he's been savaging Obama and winning in court when no one else is against the NSA. And I wanted to get updates from him about the case, about Obama's speech Friday. I mean, incredible lies. Everything Obama said is a lie on record. They're counting on the public not researching what the NSA is really up to, targeting the press, targeting the Tea Party, targeting pro-life groups, targeting law firms like Larry Klayman's that tirelessly call for him just to resign. Forget Congress impeaching him. But I wanted to get Larry number one on before we get into his speech and what Obama's doing and the latest on his case. I wanted to get Larry Klayman on because what is it like for him, who I know has the same burning in his heart to hate tyranny and tyrants and frauds and knows we're going into a total authoritarian system, knows we're going to have to leave the country if we don't turn this around soon. And I know Larry, he's not going to leave. You're not going to leave a fight. So this is life and death, folks. As Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily said last year on my show, he said, look, I'm not a big fan of Mitt Romney, but he goes, if Obama wins, he's going to come after us. And then he told me off air, you know the harassment, Alex, you know the harassment I get, you get. Well, the word is from, because they're in Virginia, is they're going to come after us. And now you see it was already going on. So what does he think of Congress last week, the Republican leadership in the House with the Democrats in the Senate, saying, you know what, we're going to let Obama decide what to do with the NSA crimes. And Obama saying, quote, I'll act on my own to have a breakthrough year. I mean, this is make it or break it 2014. The people don't like Obama, so he's in Bloomberg saying it's racial animus is a quote. Bloomberg, January 19th, that's today, Sunday, Bloomberg. Obama says racial animus blunts approval, New Yorker reports. And we're going to give you not just with the WorldNetDaily.com website, but also we'll put Larry Klayman's site up on screen for TV viewers as well. Larry, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're going to break here in about 4 or 5 minutes, but I want to give you the floor in the next segment, but you heard that cornucopia, that constellation of items I threw out. Which one you want to tackle first?
Well, let's talk about the NSA. Thank you, Alex, for this very nice introduction. It's mutual.
Thank you.
We need people in this country to stand up to these tyrants, and that's what they are. What we heard about the NSA after we got an injunction on December 16th of last year was that Obama was going to make recommendations. It's kind of like O.J. Simpson being told, don't kill again, we'll pass a new law to prevent that. It's ridiculous. We have current laws. The laws, if they had been properly enforced, however bad they are, would not have resulted in spying on over 300 American citizens.
It's like hiring Genghis Khan to write a law to stop pillaging.
Right. It's just an excuse. And the same thing was done back in the late 1990s when we uncovered the Chinagate scandal, when Clinton was taking all that money from the Chinese.
That's right. You did that.
Republicans.
You did that.
Yeah, and, you know, so it was, oh, we need campaign finance reform. Stop this before we kill again. And, of course, money flowed into the coffers of both political parties, and most particularly Obama. You got a lot of Muslim money in both elections. That's never been raised. And the bottom line is this, is that his recommendations mean nothing. He can't change the law anyway, and the law's fine as it is if it had been enforced. And we need this court that we have this case in front of to really take hold and to monitor and to allow us to take discovery and to do all these things, to do the best we can to try to ensure that the constitutional abuses are kept to a minimum. But it doesn't really matter in a way, Alex. We are in a revolution. We are in a war. And we're going to have to be vigilant. The court case is one aspect of it. But we're going to have to resort to nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience as the next step. We're headed into a revolution otherwise, and I'd like to try to avoid that.
FreedomWatchUSA.org. I mean, again, Larry Klayman, who did expose Laura Allen Hughes and the manipulation of the special prosecutor and all the rest of it under Clinton, so many other issues, and it only raises pedigree to show this guy's always at the heart of almost bringing down the tyranny. And in fact, you've backed them off many times. What do we do to back off the NSA, to back off the Democratic Party with full access to all of it, to persecute their enemies? For me, that's the Achilles heel, that they've been caught using this to go after real Republicans, real libertarians. I mean, that's like Hitler literally in his first 6-7 years persecuting Jews politically before he started arresting them.
It's a police state. There's no question about it. And even if it was, the very fact that we know every time we pick up the phone, Alex, that we are being monitored, every time we send an email, every time we go to Facebook or social media.
The chilling effect.
Being watched. It's a chilling effect, and it's a warning. If you stick your neck out, we, the government, run by King Barack Hussein Obama, will chop it off. And then you've got, you know, these Republicans on the other side of the aisle, like Boehner, Speaker of the House, Mitch McConnell, McCain, Senator McCain, others, and Peter King, God forbid. I mean, he's really made a fool of himself in the last several months. And these people run interference for Obama because they're part of the establishment. And they're, you know, they're jingling the change in Washington. They like it the way it is because they're making millions. So, you know, and these are in terms of campaign contributions and sometimes even personally. So it's a huge corrupt cabal. And we, the American people, we need to do all we can in court. We have a great judge, this Judge Leon, who stuck his neck out, one of a handful I've met in my entire 37-year career, but he's a hero. But we, the American people, can't stop with that. We need to peacefully go into the streets, like Mahatma Gandhi did in South Africa and India, like even Martin Luther King, ironically, the president likes to talk about all the time. We need to use those kinds of tactics.
You know, that's incredible. I was reading Martin Luther King's speech this morning my dad sent to me, talking about if you won't stand up for liberty, I mean, you're not even alive this morning. And you look at Obama, who is the complete opposite, a total tyrant, using the name of Martin Luther King. I want to come back, Larry Klayman, and talk to you about Congress giving him the dictatorial power to judge what the NSA does and doesn't do and to be the, quote, reformer. I want to ask you about other issues. Mario Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, the son of Mario Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, saying if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of New York State.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Radio, radio, radio.
Folks, your phone calls for Larry Klayman coming up in the next segment. Crusading lawyer with more notches under his belt, bringing down tyrants and damaging them and backing them off than probably any other individual lawyer or crusader I know. A real crusader here, and they demonize him because he tells it like it is. They're scared of empowered individuals, as Obama's top advisor said in an article to the Atlantic Council. They're scared of activists. They're scared of Snowden. They're scared of people that care about morals and doing the right thing more than being camp followers. And I was just thinking during the break about where we are historically, the crossroads that we're at, where the president now openly acts as a dictator. Doesn't mean he'll stay in office. He might try, but is acting as a dictator on almost every front, and Congress is too unorganized or too intimidated to not do anything. Government's gearing up to go after real Americans, Tea Party, libertarians, constitutionalists. It's a Twilight Zone episode, and Larry Klayman, before we get more into your moves to get Obama to resign, what's happening with your case and the NSA that you've already won the first level of, again, just winning again, trailblazing again, all the North American Union documents you've gotten over the years. You have a lot of high-level contacts. What are they saying about this open militarization of police, this open move towards martial law? What's the word? What's going to happen if we don't stop Obama and his controllers? Because clearly they're going for broke right now. Clearly everybody picks up, not just intellectually, but in their gut, things are very, very serious. What is the state of the world right now? What are they planning?
Well, you're absolutely right, Alex. They are planning. They're going for broke. I don't think the cards or the stars will line up for the ultra-left like they are today any other time in American history, even with the changing demographics in this country, because the Republicans are totally on the run. They don't stand up for anything. And they're able to roll them over. We don't have a representative form of government anymore. It's worse than it was in 1776 when we were wealthy. We're not wealthy anymore. So people that I know, to answer your question, are frightened to death. People in the streets, unfortunately, most of them don't know what's going on. And we need to educate them. That's why what you do is so important. And what I'm doing is important. And others, Drudge, others. We need to reach them. Because it's like we're sitting on the deck of the Titanic listening to chamber music as the ship of state is sinking. And it's sinking really fast. And when I go to Washington, and I go there frequently, and I look around, and I look at these buildings, it reminds me of looking at ancient Rome, the buildings, you know, how it fell, how powerful it was before it fell, before it totally destructed from within. And that's what's happening to us now. So the people need to rise up. You and I aren't leaving Dodge. We're here. Till the very end, and we'll give our lives if we have to. And Americans need to realize that they're going to have to take some risks, that it's all going to be gone very shortly.
Exactly. Not
legally,
taking...
Legally get rid of this tyrant.
Not taking risk now is the greatest risk. People need to get that. So what should they do, Larry Klayman?
Well, we're organizing. Now, we, of course, have this court case, and we're hopeful with this judge we'll be going to trial. But that's just one part of it. And we have other cases on the horizon as well. But we need, and we'll be organizing this. We did it last November. We had a thing in Washington, D.C. that was the first round of the Second American Revolution. Go to reclaimamericanow.net. We are going to be going into the streets peacefully. We're going to be making our voices heard. We're going to show them, as Jefferson said, at the height of the French Revolution, he was quoted, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. They need to fear us. Because if indeed things don't change, there will be a violent revolution. And we don't want to see that. We don't want to destroy the country. But we really need to let them know that their time is up.
Well, I was about to say, Larry.
Ship up or ship out.
Absolutely. I was about to say, it'd be bad enough if they were surveilling us illegally and doing some bad stuff. I'd try to reform it. I thought Clinton was bad. I thought Bush was bad. But, I mean, now under Obama, the bottom's falling out. But they're trying to shut down our power plants, our businesses. They're saying our kids don't belong to us on the news. They're saying that they're going to take our guns by executive order. The governor of New York is quoted as saying pro-lifers and gun owners are not welcome. That's a quote. I mean, these people are flaming authoritarians by every benchmark. Why are they so arrogant? Why are they so confident? Larry Klayman.
Because they don't have an opposition in Congress. Forget about Congress. It doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. The executive is being ruled by an evil tyrant who wants to socialize and Muslimize this country. And let's be blunt about it, too, Alex. You know, I represented the African-American workers at the post office when they were anthraxed after 9/11. I'm, in effect, a civil rights lawyer, so I hope people take this right. But you know what? We need to start talking out. This guy is a racist, this president. And if you look at his policies, they're designed for us to pay reparations. He wants to dismantle this country and stuff the pockets of his followers.
Well, sure, he uses racist stuff to divide and conquer and make money off of it.
That's right. And, you know, we want him to be the president of everybody. We want him to unite everybody, black, white, red, green, whoever. But he's in it for only his people. And I know that that sounds extreme, but it's true. And it's not just African-Americans. And there are many good African-Americans, and you and I have great friends, great colleagues like Alan Keyes and others. But it's everybody except who he despises, and he does.
But really black unemployment has doubled under Obama, so it's also rhetorical. In rhetoric, he claims he's for black people, but in actions, he's destroying them. I mean, doubling unemployment in black folks in 7 years when the other unemployment hasn't even gone up, you know, 30%. Look at this article in Bloomberg today. Obama says racial animus blunts approval, New Yorker reports. Obama says his approval rating's going down because of racist white people. It was white people that voted him in.
Absolutely. And although we didn't like him, that was a great thing about this country, that it could happen. You know, but we didn't realize that what we were voting in was a Manchurian candidate. A wolf in sheep's clothing. And it's time that we have to start speaking out and not being scared of being called racist.
And let me be clear. You were a little more worried at the time because you got a really good instinct. But Joseph Farah, myself as well, but WorldNet Daily, where you work, great folks, Western Journalism Center, they wrote the book, None of the Above. They did not endorse McCain or Obama. They said the Republicans are so bad, you know, let's see what a Democrat does. And then now Farah has basically admitted he was wrong. I mean, Obama is so bad, I can't believe it.
Well, he's worse than bad. This is someone who identified with his Muslim side. He's half Muslim. His dad was Muslim. You can understand how he identifies. But see, that's not what this country is about. We're not about Sharia law. Okay, we're not about bending over to Arab states at the expense of Israel. We're not about rules of engagement that say that our troops can't fire unless fired upon first by the Muslim enemy. And Gates, even Secretary Gates wrote about this recently, that he tried to change Obama on this. People are dying per capita in greater numbers in Afghanistan than in any war, because he doesn't want to take a risk that a Muslim jihadist might be injured by accident. And, you know, you have to say it like it is. We have to.
Well, finish up, Larry. We're coming back. Stay there.
Muslim.
Okay, we're going to come right back after this break. I want you to finish that point, then we're going to go to phone call straight ahead with Larry Klayman. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, with all the crazy stuff going on with the economy and so many other issues, it is now more important than ever to be personally prepared. The system wants you domesticated, wants you absolutely dependent on them. That's why it's important to have high-quality, storable food. And I get my food at mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. And when you go to mypatriotsupply.com/Alex, you'll find this great company, so specials, non-GMO, super high-quality, storable for up to 25 years, delicious and easy to prepare, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Now, folks, everybody knows my view about 9/11 and the research there. Criminal elements in the government basically stood down and allowed to transpire what transpired. Then the media picked it up and said, Alex Jones said Bush had a blast plunger doing the bombing. No, that's not what I said. What I said is what you're seeing right now. Our government is funding the radical Muslim Brotherhood that's Al-Qaeda-like to attack military bases in Egypt. They turn northern Africa, from Tunisia right over to Libya, over to Al-Qaeda. That's 10, 20 times worse than what was there. They are trying to arm them and supply them to attack Syria. They just gave Fallujah to Al-Qaeda there in central western Iraq. And so they're giving them heavy weapons. They're giving them surface-to-air missiles. And under Obama, as Jerome Corsi and others broke on this show months ago, it's now come out in the news in Egypt, that indeed the courts have gotten the documents. The Muslim Brotherhood is fencing money through his cousin and others in Kenya from the Muslim Brotherhood to the Democratic Party. So people can talk all day about foreign funds to our government. I don't like foreign entanglements, outside influence. But I know what they call Islamophobe. But my issue is radical Islam I am a phobe of. And it's true that Obama is literally trying to turn the Middle East over to the most radical people ever. And our government's dabbled and manipulated these people since the days of Jimmy Carter with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and all those operations. But now it's so naked that in the past, you know, I love Larry and the work he does. Larry Klayman, the top whistleblower lawyer we've got here, who just beat the NSA in court, thank God. But then they had other court rulings to try to counter him and other lapdog courts. But, you know, there is that whole area of this going on. What do you think the grand strategy is? I think it's more of the socialist left who really does hate America is using radical Islam as a fifth column all over Europe, you name it. Because I have seen, look at Michael Savage banned from England from mildly criticizing radical Islam. I mean, it really is one of those taboos now that you cannot criticize. So I'm somebody that believes in the First Amendment. I mean, Obama says you're a racist if you criticize him. Well, I don't care less what color Obama was. If he was a Ron Paul libertarian type, I'd love him. I don't care if he had blue skin. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I think there's that aspect of it. Yeah, the left does feel a kinship. I mean, look, even out in Hollywood, I'm a Jewish Christian, Alex. I was born Jewish. I became a Christian. I'm both, in effect. And I look at my Jewish brothers, so to speak, in Hollywood, and they would rather support the Palestinians than Israel. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so you have an element of the left, which, you know, is atheist, which, you know, really does not have any Judeo-Christian roots or heritage or anything like that. But layer on top of that, Obama, who in his heart is a Muslim. You know, I'm not saying all Muslims are bad, but he is a Muslim who believes in Muslim worldwide revolution.
Well, listen, if he's honest about that, that's fine. But remember when he gave that speech in Cairo and he said in perfect Arabic and they were shocked that I am a Muslim? People don't know that. The point that the president said he is a Muslim in Egypt, that's a big deal. That was like 5 years ago. Right. No one talks about that.
Well, you know, not only that, he didn't like the fact that people were calling him Barack Hussein Obama during the 2008 campaign. He introduced himself at the University of Cairo as Hussein Obama. Then, National Day of Prayer celebration in the White House, a year and a half later, he cancels that. He feasts Ramadan, which is the Muslim big holiday. He uses the occasion to endorse the Ground Zero Mosque in New York. He wears a ring, as reported by WorldNet Daily, and they took pictures of it and had it translated. It says, "My only God is Allah." You know, people criticized me when I was in front of the World War II Memorial a couple months ago, and I said he bows down to Allah. I stand by it. He bows down to Allah.
Well, he did go to a Muslim school whenever he was there in Indonesia. That's on record. We have the school records. He doesn't deny it. And his name was Barry Sotero. So, you know, I think he's just a complete front, and he's to all groups, whatever they are. You know, it's like when Hillary went to Kentucky and she went, "How y'all doing down there? I'm going there." I mean, I think that's what's going on.
Well, he is. He is, we put it, WorldNet Daily, the Manchurian candidate, the first Muslim president. And I don't condemn all Muslims. People shouldn't take it that way. But he's favoring those interests over American interests and over Judeo-Christian ethics in this country. And it's quite obvious. And I just think we have to start saying it like it is. You do. That's why I love you, Alex. I mean,
well, Larry, I'm going to be honest with you before we go to calls here in this segment and the next, and I appreciate you joining us. They've got a lot of NSA questions. Everybody knows that I've been neutral and stayed out of the whole Israel-Palestinian deal because I know it's all tribal and it goes on and on. But I've never been bullied more in my life over the last 15 years, 18 on air, but the last 15, to demonize Israel and call for its annihilation. I've never been death threatened more. I've never had more lies made up. I've never been persecuted more. by the anti-Israel crowd. It is literally a religion to hate Israel and Jews when Jews are incredibly diverse people. Some of my best friends are Jews. And so they've almost bullied me, Larry, over to the other side by attacking me because I was neutral.
Well, and what is Israel? Israel is the home of Jewish and Christian people. The greatest Jew that ever was Jesus Christ. I mean, it belongs to both of us, and it's our foundation. And if it ceases to exist, I don't think we'll last much longer either. So our futures are tied. But quite apart from that, as we were saying with the rules of engagement, is that this president does everything he can to harm American interests and to harm Judeo-Christian interests, you know, and favor Muslim interests. And I stand by what I said.
Well, it's just incredible that it is such a fancy, popular thing to not even... They use Israel as an excuse to demonize Jews, period, when Jews are such a diverse group of people like any other group. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of race politics that Obama invokes, saying you're racist if you don't agree with Obamacare, or you're racist if you don't like me. He said that to the New Yorker this week. And you know what? I am... Larry, I'm very angry about being called a racist by MSNBC with no proof. They called me deeply racist. Not that they called me racist, but that they're such liars.
Well, thank God for Alan West, who came out this week, too, said Obama's racist against whites. Let's start pushing back, Alex. He is.
No, I agree. I agree. You know what? He is a racist.
He is a racist. And that's the problem. And that's what's dividing this country. And that's why we're in a very volatile situation. We need a president and leadership that's going to bring people together, not divide them.
Exactly. I want to, like Martin Luther...
to recognize what our roots were, what our founding roots were. That doesn't mean people don't get to worship freely in this country. It doesn't mean you should be persecuted on the basis of your beliefs. But yes, the foundation of our legal system...
Sure.
Is the Hebraic legal system.
Well, Christians are being persecuted all over the place in this country. What about them being protected? You know, why does the left persecute Christians but then claim that they're open? Why does Cuomo say we don't accept pro-lifers and gun owners in New York? That's not who we are. That's the ultimate form of not being conclusive. That's the ultimate form of being prejudiced. It's the ultimate form of being discriminatory.
Absolutely. No, it is a war, and we have to call it what it is. It's legally speaking, I don't mean this in a violent way, it's us or them. There's no middle ground. And to pretend that there is, with these, you know, radical, ultra-leftist, communists, atheists, and you and Alex, after this interview, we should call up Right Wing Watch and see what they say about us.
Yeah. I love all these White House-run groups claim they have the moral authority and they list who's bad, who's not.
Yeah, they're Soros-funded groups. You know who Soros was? Soros, he and his dad were Jewish. They are Jewish. They sold out Jews in World War II to Adolf Hitler.
I know. And if you criticize that, you're anti-Semitic. By the way, he's hired a Soros-known front guy to run his whole whitewash of the IRS targeting the Tea Party. Stay there. Call's coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
That's like when Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, went out to California and went, "Hello, good to see you," to Hispanic people. "I am Rick Perry." Nothing is more annoying than that. Just talk like you talk, man. It's unbelievable. I've seen people at restaurants like go, just look at somebody who they think is Hispanic and go, "Hello, how you do?" They go, "I speak English quite well, thank you." But that's the same thing Hillary does, and it's what these politicians do, and I guess they think it works. And I think that's what's going on here, whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, agnostic. As long as you love the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, the family, due process, I'm your friend. But clearly with the Democratic Party, they have gone over the deep end. And so have the Republicans. They're backing down to all this because the corporate special interests will do anything to get control of the government. Larry Klayman's our guest. Let's jam in a bunch of calls in this final 10-minute segment here until I'm back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with a weekday transmission, showtimes and links, Infowars.com. Find the free podcast there as well. Chris is next, but Alexander in Wisconsin, you're up first. Go ahead. You got a question or comment for Larry Klayman?
Hi, Larry, and hi, Alex. I kind of have a open-ended question that I need to prelude first. Personally, this is kind of tough for me to go through this whole economic situation because the bank is scooping up my family business and the house, and I'm a victim of this economy and the generation as a millennial. In regards to the NSA, I would like to ask you a question. Rather curious of your response. First, I must prelude this with how science spawns policy and policy dictates politics. The BS or Bravo Sierra overload policy-wise we are observing now is as the establishment has or in the process of discovering its own Bravo Sierra. That's why it has come so extreme and outrageous. And this science has undoubtedly given them a deep and powerful and extremely detailed and recording outline of not only the individual level, but as the mass of society.
Now, sure, the NSA is about putting out BS and seeing how it's received to manipulate, because you need to be able to see something. Yep.
All right, so analyze all that through cutting-edge algorithms, mathematics, R&D, and quantum-powered supercomputing. They know what's up, as you and I both agree. What open-minded or empowered individuals must focus on is now themselves as an individual and to conquer the enemy within. The programming, delicious eye candy wash they have created is this enemy, and goodness will flush it out of us. We are feeling this on either like a semi-perceived level or unknowingly, depending on your personal specs.
No, I hear you, but I got to go. I appreciate your call. I got to get to other people. I should have gone to calls earlier. Larry Klayman, very interesting points he makes about the NSA.
Yeah, well, you know, the NSA, Alex, as we talked about, they're just the tool. They're the vehicle for the ruling establishment to keep us down. And they have a legitimate purpose to spy on terrorists, people who are communicating with terrorists. But they have no legitimate purpose in getting the metadata, telephone-wise and internet-wise, of all of us. And all of these policy arguments as to what it should or should not be doing, really, is just a smokescreen for them to be able to continue to terrorize the American people.
Exactly. They're using it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Republicans are doing it on behalf of both of them.
Let's talk to Ted in Tennessee. I'm going to skip ahead to him. He says he's in favor of the NSA. Is this a joke? You like North Korea, or are you serious, Ted?
I am 100% serious. Alex, hello. Larry, hello. Here's my idea. Lying has become pervasive in Washington and in big business. The reason why our economy sucks is people have been lied to and cheated. Now, if the NSA has all this data that's gone through all these big business conversations, and they don't know what the NSA has, they're going to stop lying. They're not going to cheat as much.
Big business knows. It's all selectively enforced.
No. The first time this data will be grabbed by a lawyer will probably be during a divorce trial.
Now, here, they don't give it to lawyers. They don't give it to defense people. No, it's only used by select insiders.
No, the entire economy of Washington is lobbying, which is lawyers. One of those lawyers is going to get some of this, and then it'll be open to everybody. And we will be able to stop the secrecy that has been taking all the economy away from the people.
Well, I agree. It's a double-edged sword. But listen, it's a double-edged sword. But it's this argument as if the NSA are good guys. The data is not given but to a select group who use it as the ultimate currency of control. Larry Klayman, I appreciate your call. Ted in Tennessee. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, it's not that select. You're right. And we don't know the complete extent of what they're doing, which is why we filed suit, and it's why we're asking the judge to let us get into the underwear, so to speak, of the NSA and the ruling establishment. But the very fact that they're getting everybody's metadata, everybody, that they have access to it. There have been 2,700 violations of the law that even the NSA had to admit to in the last few years, 12 instances that they had to admit to where people inside the NSA were using these capabilities to spy on their girlfriends, husbands, boyfriends and wives. It's out of control, and you don't know what they're going to do with it. But the reality is the very fact that it's out there, and we know it exists, and that we can't make a call without thinking about what we're saying anymore, tells you what state we're in terms of our freedom. So we can't allow this to continue. If it does,
exactly.
If it does continue, this country is going to explode, ultimately.
Absolutely. Well, we know they're using it to persecute the press. Boom, arrest them all right there. If we don't, it sets the precedent that they're God, like Kim Jong-un of North Korea with Dennis Rodman. I mean, you know, they've got spying there. They know best. Trust them. I mean, Kim Jong-un's like your neighbor. He's like Paul Revere. Obama said so. Chris in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say thank you very much real quick because I know we're running out of time. I want to say I'm with you about impeaching Obama. I live in New Jersey. I'm sick of this Chris Christie. My daughter comes home talking about how the teachers say we got to forgive him. What kind of message are we sending to our youth? These people are liars. Get them out. Impeach them.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, Chris Christie's really a Democrat, and he's using government to harass people and hold people hostage. Yeah, your take on Chris Christie, Larry Klayman.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously he wasn't telling the truth. You know, he, whatever he is, and he's not one of my favorites politically, he deep-fixed Romney. Romney's not the greatest thing to slice bread either, but he could have gone a long way to at least saving this country in part.
The point is, he was a Democratic Party operative. He should have at least been neutral. He aided Obama. He is a rhino, period.
That's right. That's right. He's nothing. Okay, so, you know, move on.
Next. Let's go ahead and
not
go
you,
to...
But not you, but Christy.
No, I agree. Next caller. Ashley in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very important, Mr. Jones. I really want to say... When you came out with the nascent iodine, I thought it was going to die because I was having so many pains from rupturing cysts on my ovaries and my uterus. And when I heard Dr. Group come out and say it's for polycystic ovarian syndrome and the iodine helps with that.
Yes, ma'am. We're doing NSA stuff. I like you plugging our products, the nascent iodine.
I have an NSA point then.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Honestly, you saved my life with the iodine, but anyway.
Thank you.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. People keep asking me, why are they collecting this data, Ashley? Why are they collecting it? I keep having these thoughts about, you said a couple of days ago, Alex, that the enemy will have their day and only their day. Well, when that son of perdition does take his fake plastic throne, they're going to have years and years of data, okay? And they're going to throw it against the American people and the people throughout the world and say, look, we are God. We know your little secrets, you know all the stuff about you, what you did with your grandma this year, that year, and people are going to be really freaked out.
Yeah, no. They want to play God. They want to be omnipresent, yeah.
Because they're going to make people feel like they know everything from these years of collective of data that they have. But I want to tell people that they have to remember that only the good Lord knows how many hairs are on your head and how many freckles are on
your agree. Head. Plus, they always can... Larry Klayman, we're out of time. Larry Klayman, briefly... and I got to get you back on. I appreciate you taking calls. Appreciate the callers. I'm out of time to all those on hold.
You're welcome.
What about the fact that the government's famous for putting fake data in? That's my big concern, is they can claim the NSA got something, and then it's not even real.
Well, yeah, government can set you up. It's true. During the Clinton years in particular, I had to go to Brazil a couple times for Peter Paul, who had the goods on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. You can read about it on our website at freedomwatchusa.org. And, you know, I was always worried that when I would go on the plane, so I kept the luggage with myself, that they could plant something in my bag.
Absolutely. Larry, we're out of time. Great job. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see everybody back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show, Infowars.com. Great job, crew. God bless you all.